Well, good afternoon, brethren. I'm sure we've all seen little sparrows in our backyard or when we are out taking a walk. They fly down to the ground, they peck around for a little crumbs or some little seeds or maybe even a tiny bug. Brethren, I would like us to consider how God's care is illustrated by Jesus when he talked about these little sparrows in Matthew 10 and Luke 12. It is here Jesus states that our God, our Heavenly Father, is mindful of these little birds and that he notices even the smallest details of his creation. For the next few minutes, I would like us to think about why Jesus chose this little bird, the sparrow, to remind us of God's deep love and protection that he provides us. So why then did God choose the sparrow when he could have chosen the majestic, powerful eagle? After all, a sparrow is just the opposite of the eagle, being that the sparrow is extremely vulnerable, especially to birds of prey like the eagle. Sparrows are very small and indistinct, averaging about 5 to 6 inches in length and weighing less than an ounce. And when thinking about it, there's very little about the sparrow that will hold the attention of most of us. They don't have beautiful plumage. They're kind of a drab shade of gray, and they're not prized at all. And there's nothing tremendously exciting about them. In fact, most of the time they do go unnoticed, even though they're in abundance. People don't keep them in cages because of their ability to sing. In fact, they have more of a squawk. This sparrow is probably the most insignificant bird of all. And for that very reason, Jesus chose that bird to teach his apostles and us a lesson about what our lives mean to him and the Father. Please turn to Matthew 10 in verses 29 through 31. That's Matthew 10, verses 29 through 31. Verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. Therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Now, so often, Jesus, in the scriptures, used present-day examples that his audience of that day would have easily understood. In the first century, sparrows were sold in the marketplace as food. And being very small, they had very little nutritional value. But it is here that Jesus draws on the common market transition to make his point of how little of value these birds were in the marketplace. Other than watching them on occasion, we don't really place any value on them either. Except perhaps when we bring to remembrance the valuable scriptural lesson it teaches us. So let's go back to Matthew 10, verse 29. Are not two little sparrows sold for a copper coin, and yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? The word I want to focus on here is the word falls. It is Strong's 4098, and it's the Greek word pipto, which means to descend from a higher place to a lower place, or can mean to light upon. I've always thought in verse 29 that God noticed every sparrow that fell to the ground and died. But that's not what this is saying. and William Barclay's commentary regarding verse 29 and this word fall is very interesting. And I quote from William Barclay's commentary, quote, "The Revised Standard Version, and it is a perfectly correct translation of the Greek, has it that not one sparrow will fall to the ground without the knowledge of God. In such a context, the word fall makes us naturally think of death. But in all probability, the Greek is a translation of an Aramaic word which means to light upon the ground. It is not that God marks the sparrow when the sparrow falls dead. It is far more. It is that God marks the sparrow every time it lights on the ground and hops around. So it is Jesus' argument that if God cares like that for sparrows, much more will he care for men." Unquote. Jesus is declaring that God cares so much that he not only sees this little bird, but he also notices it when it lands on the ground and hops around. And we all know what it is like to see something. Perhaps we glance at it as we walk by, not remembering any detail at all. But to notice something means just that. We take note of it. We may notice what color something is. If it is a person, we take notice if they are short or tall, young or old, etc. In other words, seeing and taking notice of something or someone can be quite different. Jesus knew from time to time throughout the apostles and our lives also that questions of doubt about God's involvement in our lives would come into their minds and ours. Most especially when going through times of great difficulties, sorrows, and even persecutions. Perhaps when going through a severe trial, we've asked ourselves, does God even notice me, what I'm going through? How can he really be watching over me to allow this to happen to me? Let's consider what Christ told the apostles as he addressed their upcoming trials. In Matthew 10, you may want to turn there. In Matthew 10, we see Christ talking to his 12 apostles, and each one of them is being identified by name. He then tells them straight out their commission and that there would be trials ahead, difficult days, and persecutions that they would have to endure. But looking back at the example again of the sparrow in Matthew 10, verse 29, which we read earlier, Jesus reassures them that God would be with them every step of the way during the trials they must endure. And Jesus restates that promise to his disciples in Luke 12, verses 6 and 7. That's Luke 12, verses 6 and 7. Starting in verse 6. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. This is as true today as when Christ spoke those words. Jesus uses the attributes of the small, weak sparrow to teach us and to help us. Help us to recognize that there is nothing that escapes the attention of his Father, our living God. Brethren, consider how much more that God cares for you and me, because we are made in his image. Never forget, we are the apple of his eye, as we can read in numerous places in God's word. Please turn to Psalm 17, verse 8. And this is a plea. Psalm 17, verse 8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. The phrase, apple of your eye, is an ancient metaphor for something precious and vulnerable, used to express how God protects the vulnerable. Jesus' point is that we should never think of God as distant or uncaring, no matter what we are experiencing in life. Brethren, God is acutely aware of the trials we will and must go through, and to endure to become holy like Him. He knows there are and will be moments of sorrow, suffering, persecution, hardships, separation, and maybe even death. During these trials, they prepare us for eternal life. During those moments, God is not off somewhere else. He's right there with you and me. Jesus was also teaching his disciples about the sparrow to give them hope, comfort, and strength. He knew they would face severe persecution, and they would need this comfort and confidence embedded in their minds of just how much they were cared for and loved by God the Father. Just as we need hope and confidence to stand strong for God's way. As we saw in Matthew and Luke, Jesus didn't choose the strong, powerful eagle. Nor does God choose the strong and powerful of the world, of this world. He chose us, brethren, the sparrows of this world, and set us apart for His purpose to undergo the sanctification process, watching over us, His little flock of sparrows. Closing scripture. Hebrews 13:5, you've heard this before, but it's such an important scripture. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The sparrow will never know that there's a loving God that watches over it. But brethren, we can know that our great God is aware of and notices you and me at every moment, no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through in our life. And why is this? Because God chose the weak of the world, like the sparrow, to fulfill His purpose so that we can become His children in His kingdom. So, fellow sparrows, wherever we may be, fear not. God watches over us. Have a great remainder of the feast.